at most of my masses for Christmas, one of the things that I did is I laid out why did God take flesh? Why did the incarnation happen? I think since we're the Church of the Incarnation, it's something we ought to know. And then from the Catechism, I pointed out four reasons. The first one is that so that he would save us from our sins. The second reason is that so God could show us that we are loved. The third was so that he could model what does it mean for us to love God? What does holiness look like? And actually, what I'm going to do in the homily today is going to expand on that one particularly today. And then the final one is that he wants us to share in the very life of God. But what does it mean to be holy? What does it mean to be a holy family? It means, it has to mean more than we're going to model ourselves after Jesus and Mary and Joseph. That's a little intimidating in terms of models for most families, that we're going to look exactly like the holy family in that way. But there is something there in the gospel that we have there of what does it mean to strive for holiness? What does it mean to live out holiness as a family? There's actually two models of fatherhood in the gospel today. You may have noticed that Joseph is kind of obvious as a father. But the other model, not a good one, by the way, is Herod. Okay, a couple things about Herod we have to remember. He was called, in his lifetime, he was called Herod the Great. He was called Herod the Great primarily for a couple of different reasons. One, he was this builder of these amazing buildings that people from all over the known world took notice of. The other was he was a political survivor. He was able to first follow Mark Antony, and then he was able to switch his allegiances to Caesar Augustus. Not many people were able to do that and survived. But Caesar Augustus said something fairly famous about Herod as a father. "I would rather be Herod's pig than Herod's son." And the reason was this: he very famously killed three of his oldest children and his favorite wife. Why? Because every relationship for Herod was about Herod. Every relationship for Herod was a competition. Even his children, even his spouse, he saw everything as a competition. Unfortunately, sometimes we can see that with God. And that was the way that the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans saw their relationship with God. The gods were in competition with us. Our freedom, if we did the will of God, it meant a kind of a lessening of our freedom. And sometimes that's the way people still look at God. But that is not the God of the Bible, nor is it the God of Jesus Christ. We are not in competition with God. Where does this arise in us? If you all think, original sin infects everything, even the best relationships, even the best marriages. One of the things that I always do when I work with a couple in preparing them for a wedding is I say, okay, everyone wants to say that we treat each other absolutely equally. But original sin makes it so that sometimes couples actually try to win. They try to get their own way. And I always tell people, I always tell brides to be a guy secret. It's out of the guy handbook, by the way, which is men normally say this: "Honey, whatever you want. Honey, whatever you want. honey, whatever you want. And then they save it up for something that they really want. And then they say, you know, I give in all the time. I just want this. See, men think strategically. But again, that's trying to get your own way. And now I also tell those men that they need to know something that is also a secret of women, which is this. Every time you said, honey, whatever you want, she thought that was a compromise. And you don't get any points. But St. Joseph is a father after a different pattern. How is he a holy father? He's a holy father because he is radically open to listening to God. You know, when we say we're radically open to listening to God, what it means is that we're radically opening to doing the will of God. And because God is not in competition with us, to do the will of God is not to lessen ourselves. It's to become fully who God intends us to be. Remember what St. Irenaeus said, God's glory is man fully alive. So when we listen to God, when we listen with all our heart and all our mind, it's not a lessening of our freedom, it's a flowering of our freedom. Now, sometimes it doesn't seem like that. You know, Herod, at the end of his life, was still in charge. He had a massive kingship. You know, he was able to pass his kingdom off to three of his sons, the ones that managed to survive, and those buildings were all there. And Joseph, by contrast, seems to be not one of the winners in life. He's not a rich man. He's sent into exile. Even when he wants to move back to his own house, he ends up going to a different place. He ends up going to Mary's place because he hears an angel in a dream warning him about going back to Judea. But we have to remember this. Herod is an utter failure in history. Even within two generations, there was not one person who was still on a throne that he had strived his whole life to have. His house was wholly broken up. There is not one of those beautiful buildings that he built that still stands stone upon stone. They're all in ruin. And yet today, the one who listens ultimately to God is the model of what human fatherhood is about. The one who is the model of what it means to be a spouse, Saint Joseph. He's radically open to God, and his life is so full. When we think about the Holy Family, that ultimately is what each of the members of the Holy Family makes them holy. That Jesus' vocation is to do the will of God. It ultimately is to give himself over to God, ultimately in his death and resurrection. Remember what his prayer was in the garden? Father, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Jesus was radically open to his Father. And so therefore, he's holy. He's able to save us from our sins. He's able to show us what it means to love. He shows us what it means to love God and to be holy. He's able, because of that obedience, to share the very life of God with us. The Blessed Mother, her whole being was to listen to God's plan for her. And so she was able to say, be it done to me according to your will. And St. Joseph was someone who was radically open to God. And therefore, even when in a human level, he didn't understand what had happened to the Blessed Mother. He was not afraid and took her into his home. He then was the one who cared for and raised Jesus to learn how to love God, his Heavenly Father. Saint Joseph was the one on a human level that taught Jesus how to love God. We can only do that. We can only be a holy family if we're radically open to listening to God. And you're not in competition with God. So listening to God does not mean a negation of your plans, of what God has for you. It's a fulfillment of that. Remember that Saint Joseph, in listening to God, was the one who was able to fulfill prophecy. Because he listened to God, the prophecy was fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I will call my son." Because he listened to God, the prophecy was fulfilled, "He will be called a Nazarene." Now, you'll never find that actual phrase in the scripture in the Old Testament, but what you will find is that the Messiah is the branch of David, the stump of Jesse. That's what Nazareth means. It means branch town. That Jesus was the one who was to fulfill that prophecy of being the branch of David, the stump of Jesse. I want to challenge you all on this Feast of the Holy Family to do one other thing, to help each other grow in holiness. Is we need the blessing of God to be able to do that. The Sirach today talked about, you know, honoring your father even when he grows old. And so one of the ways of honoring your father is allow your father, your mother, to bless you. As a priest, one of the great gifts that I've been given is the ability to bless people, to share the power of God with them in that blessing. And so especially in the Spanish community, in the Hispanic community, I oftentimes am at the door and somebody would come up and just say, "Father, I need a blessing for this," or "I'll need a blessing for that." And so I'll stand there and bless them. And I'm very humbled by being able to do that. Parents and grandparents also have the power to bless their children and grandchildren. Mostly lay people cannot bless like this. You can just pray with them, but you can't share that blessing. But parents and grandparents have the power to bless their children and their grandchildren. So my challenge is, share your faith. Share the blessing that you have to give with your children and grandchildren today. Now, that may be very easy when children are young, or maybe even when they're adults, to ask for that kind of blessing. But sometimes teenagers are a little harder, so tackle them. Because they need that blessing even more than anybody else. So, how do we become a holy family? How do we become individually families of grace, and as a parish, a holy family? It's by being radically open to listening to what God has to call us. If we want to be holy fathers, holy mothers, holy sons and daughters, holy parents, the challenge is to allow the blessing of God to go deep into our hearts with this radical openness to God.